Why updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 90. Southerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 88. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Fertilizer Institute over the weekend again urging Congress to take action to avoid a freight rail shutdown on September 16th. TFI sent a letter to congressional leaders pushing for an intervention to prevent stoppage from occurring. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said a stoppage hasn't yet happened, but we're already feeling the negative effects of a non-resolution. Rail carriers announced Friday evening that shipments of fertilizer products like ammonia, which is a key fertilizer and building block for approximately three-fourths of all fertilizer, will start coming off rail networks this week. Rosenbusch contends the situation will get exponentially worse every day there is no resolution, saying if they can't reach an agreement, Congress must act to avoid an economic catastrophe that will only add to inflation and increase consumer pain. Congress can prevent rail workers from striking and has done so before. Back in 1986, President Reagan intervened in the strike of workers for the Maine Central Railway. Selling farmland via competitive bidding process is king right now. Year over year, the number of auctions handled by Farmers National Company up 50%, dollar volume up 75%. During the strong up move in land prices the past year, the best way to know at any given moment is what the market was willing to pay was to sell at some type of auction or competitive bidding. This included simulcast auctions, which is simultaneously online and the public outcry, well, traditional public outcry auctions online only and selling by written bids. Farmers continue to be active buyers, they say, of good farmland and purchase the larger share of what comes up for sale. Individual investors also enter the market when they see farmland meeting their investment needs. High land prices have prompted some landowners to sell and capture the current moment in the trend. September shaping up to continue to be an active auction season, which will slow during harvest. Post-harvest auction activity should be normal with a lot of attention being paid to the price trends. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
For Truck Driver Appreciation Week, Hummus Trucking Incorporated recognizes all truck drivers for their strong constitution, commitment to safety, dedication to service, and periods of personal sacrifice. Thank you from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Lewisburg police are investigating a threat made to Smoky Valley High School with no suspect identified as of yet. On Monday, authorities were contacted about a possible threat made to the school over social media. Heath Logan, the superintendent of USD 400, said classes will continue at their regular schedule and there will be an increased law enforcement presence at the school during the investigation. Anyone with information relating to this case is encouraged to contact the Lewisburg police at 785-227-2988. On Tuesday, the Washburn University Alumni Association and Foundation said an anonymous donor gifted $1 million to build a new presidential residence near the campus. The location is perfect for Washburn, which has transformed over the last two decades to become a bustling residential campus, said Marshall Meek, president of Washburn University Alumni Association and Foundation. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It's time to grab some roasted corn at this year's Kansas State Fair. Inside the air-conditioned comfort of the Cottonwood Court, enjoy the taste and the smell of slow-roasted corn dipped in butter, topped with all your favorite spices. Plus, enjoy taco potatoes, pulled pork nachos, turkey legs, and moink balls on a stick. Plus, a heck of a lot more at the Roasted Corn Booth right inside the Cottonwood Court at this year's Kansas State Fair.
Just after 6 a.m. this morning, emergency crews were called to the area of K-10 Highway and U.S. Highway 40 between 6th Street and Bob Billings Parkway exits with reports of an injury crash. When officials arrived, they said they found a motorcycle had been involved in a crash with another car. No details on the crash have been released yet. However, the sheriff's office said the driver of the motorcycle was rushed to Stormont Bell Hospital in Topeka due to the extent of his injuries. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 5:55 yesterday morning, emergency crews were called to the area of mile marker 117.6 on northbound I-35 in Lyon County with reports of an injury accident. When officials arrived, they reported that a 2019 Nissan Sentra, driven by Barbara Stolsatz, 59 of Burns, had lost control after passing a commercial motor vehicle. This caused the vehicle to flip off the interstate. Burns and a 13-year-old boy were both taken to Newman Regional Hospital for suspected minor injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Omaha woman who abandoned a newborn on the sidewalk in February will serve time in prison. Trinity Shakespeare, 28, was sentenced Tuesday in Douglas County District Court to 2 years in prison, followed by 18 months probation for felony child abuse. She pled no contest to the charge in July. Prosecutors said Shakespeare gave birth to a baby on a sidewalk near 24th and P Street on February 13th. And then walked away. Prosecutors said Shakespeare told police she knew she was pregnant since September and continued to drink alcohol and smoke marijuana. Firefighters in the Nebraska Panhandle responded to a wildfire burning grass and timber in hilly terrain shortly after 3 p.m. Tuesday afternoon in northeast Banner County. Region 22 Emergency Manager Tim Newman says an estimated 2,000 acres has burned and there's no containment as of last night. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
If you were too busy celebrating this past weekend and missed Rusty Eck Ford's Labor Day sales event, don't worry. You can still put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you. We've extended our Labor Day sales event for one more week. Let us show you how easy buying your next vehicle should be. Choose from over 300 available new and pre-owned vehicles, all with Labor Day pricing. And at Rusty Eck Ford, you won't pay random dealer markup over MSRP. Buy your new Ford from Rusty Eck Ford at MSRP, and you get the Ford rebates. Plus, you can give yourself a break and make no payments up to January 2023. And you can take advantage of special financing offers as low as 0.99% APR. Put Rusty Eck Ford to work for you during our extended Labor Day sales event now through September 12th. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Rusty Eck Ford at RustyEckFord.com.
Prices plus tax and fees, all board rebates and dealer. Exclusive Raptor Bronco GT500, 0.98% APR available on select newly certified pre-owned Fords for a limited term. Payment deferral of up to $500 per month. Interest reduced from date of purchase. All offers with approved credit expires September 12th, 2022.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday continued discussion regarding the infill lot program Marshall County is currently finalizing. The county has requested cities designate areas they feel are infill lots. The county will then utilize a program that grants relief from property taxes for 10 years following new construction of a house that's appraised up to $300,000. Majority of the map is in the main part of the city of Marysville. Northern boundary, for the most part, Hodo Street. Southern boundary is Kester and Jackson Street. Western boundary, the Highway 36 Bridge. And the eastern boundary, for the most part, 18th, that does go to 20th Street for a small portion. There is a small section of a Keystone addition included. It's Ashbury Lane, north of Timber Creek. This is strictly for housing. Not all structures would qualify under the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. This was accepted unanimously by council. An estimate of preliminary design for a portion of the 7th Street corridor between Carolina and Calhoun west of the historic Union Pacific Depot was considered. A draft presented is reduced down from the original design, which would have connected south to U.S. 36 at an estimated cost of $3.3 million. The reduction would remove the semi-parking on the west side of the project and the portion of the project south of Carolina to U.S. 36. reducing the trail down to a 10-foot wide trail with grass to both sides. Streets would also run north and south along the trail. City administrator suggested the city submit the project for a cost share program grant. Majority of the project would be funded. The city portion estimated to be $300,000 of a $1.1 million cost. This would not happen until late 2023. The initial conversation with stakeholders, adjacent property owners, and the trails group will continue. Options are apparently still open as to final design elements. Council has the right to reject the project if the bid is approved. Council showed no interest in a matching grant for Blue Cross Blue Shield that would fund development of a fitness complex. It is suggested this could be located in the city park where Simmons Auditorium stood. A variety of other community improvements could be considered in place of this project. Approvals were given for the MHS Homecoming Parade Friday, October 7th at 2 p.m. Closure of Hedricks Avenue at the Historic Depot for the class of 2007 reunion September 24th. And additional details were shared for the 50th anniversary of the Black Squirrel designation planned October 22nd. Zoning changes were approved for 1176 Pony Express Highway and 510 Carolina. Washington City Council heard plans to construct a 24-stall storage shed for golf carts at the Washington Golf Course. The 28-by-80-foot structure would be located south of two existing buildings that would be taken down. A lease purchase agreement was discussed with consensus to move forward with volunteer labor and an estimated $57,000 cost for materials. Course members could buy in at $750 for each stall, which could generate some $18,000. Ada G. Schutte, infant daughter of Ethan and Jordan Schutte of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Clay Center. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 5 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington in charge of arrangements for infant Ada Schutte. Chelsea L. Oatney, age 32, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation Sunday, 11 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Chelsea Oatney.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
It's time to jam. Bring your instruments, jump on stage, and grab the mic for your performance at Squirrel Jam, Sunday, September 18th from 2 to 5 p.m. in Marysville City Park. From solo performers and duets to quartets and full bands, the Marshall County Arts Cooperative encourages you to share your talents with the crowd. Not performing? Come experience the great music. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets, and drinks, alcoholic or non-alcoholic, and enjoy Squirrel Jam, September 18th at the City Park in Marysville.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warmer today before a low pressure system starts to move through the region over Thursday. Temperatures continue to stay well above average. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the lower to mid 80s. Dry conditions will continue with our highs sitting in the upper 80s and lower 90s. And mild temperatures overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and upper 60s. Still expecting some sunshine throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s before low pressure starts to set in throughout the region over Thursday night. bringing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms starting Thursday night and continuing into the weekend. Temperatures still staying fairly mild throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid-50s and mid-60s. And there will be a marginal chance for some severe weather throughout central Kansas, with a chance for some hail and gusty winds. This chance for showers does continue throughout the day on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September, 82, record high on this date, 104. The average low, 58, and the record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 7:38. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
America's most consumed fruit is being celebrated this week. We will tell you where they're going bananas on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 14th, the 257th day of the year. Francis Scott Key wrote the words to the Star-Spangled Banner on this night in 1814. A check of our food calendar shows that the annual Banana Festival is going on this week in the Twin Cities of Fulton, Kentucky and South Fulton, Tennessee. It seems the area was once an important distribution hub for bananas between New Orleans and points north. They celebrate their banana heritage each year with a parade, beauty pageant, talent show, a fun run, and more. The highlight is of the festival's one-ton banana pudding, deemed the largest in the world. And if it sounds appealing, you can stop by if you're in the Fulton area this week. Looking for a good banana bread recipe? Find it online at almanac.com.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Brick Street Financial Group and Thrivent in Washington invite you to the second annual Fall Fest kickoff block party, Friday, September 16th. Featuring the West Cosman Band, performing in front of the Thrivent office at 110 East 2nd in Washington. Hot dogs and snacks served at 7:30. Band performs 8 to 11. BYOB and feel free to bring a chair Friday evening. And presented in part by Brick Street Financial Group, your Thrivent representative.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. As we kick off the NFL season all this week, the Chiefs' home opener against the Los Angeles Chargers this Thursday will be streamed exclusively on Amazon Prime as part of a deal with the NFL. A total of 15 games will be streamed exclusively on Amazon Prime Thursday nights this season. If you already have a Prime membership, the games are included and you don't have to do anything else. If you're not a Prime member and would like to see the game, the company is offering a free 30-day trial. It was just another day in the office for number 2 Washburn Volleyball as they improved to 11-0 on the season after sweeping Emporia State 3-0 Tuesday night. Austin Brody led all players with 10 kills. Karina McMullen led both teams with 19 assists. And Sophie McMullen led all players with 14 digs. The Bods are back in action Saturday night against number 13 Northwest Missouri State at 6 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? Seahorse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us now.
more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Minnesota rookie Joe Ryan and reliever Giovanni Moran combined to pitch no-hit ball until Bobby Witt Jr. doubled with one out in the ninth inning as the Twins beat the Royals 6-3 Tuesday night. There has never been a no-hitter at Target Field, and the Royals hadn't come close to getting a hit against him. The crowd of 19,000 booed when Twins manager Rocco Baldelli sent Moran to the mound to start the eighth inning. The Wichita Wind Surge clinched a postseason berth with a 3-1 win over the Midland Rockhounds Tuesday evening behind a strong start on the mound from Cody Funderburk as Wichita will get a taste of the playoffs for the second straight season. The Wind Surge will host the Tulsa Drillers on Tuesday, September 20th in Game 1 of the Texas League Divisional Series. And finally, Hutchinson Community College sophomore linebacker R.J. Evans was tapped on Tuesday as the Jayhawk Conference's Football Defensive Player of the Week for Week 3 of the 2022 season. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
When the LA League sports are back, and so is the TBL Spotlight. Spotlight is your source for everything happening in one of the best leagues in the state of Kansas. For interviews with players and coaches, game recaps, and special segments like Wayback Wednesday, where we talk to some of the past athletes of the TBL, check out the TBL Spotlight online at tblspotlight.com or on the podcast page at sunflowerstateradio.com.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
The compact size and bright yellow flowers, as well as its heat and humidity tolerance, won Goldstrom Rudbeckia the title Perennial Plant of the Year in 1999. But this is just one of many Rudbeckias to consider for your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Include one of the taller varieties like Golden Glow at the back of the border. This statuesque beauty blooms in mid to late summer and tolerates heat and drought once established. Surround it with sturdy neighbors to provide sometimes needed support. Change things up with large coneflower. Plant them where you can appreciate the huge blue-green paddle-shaped leaves and yellow flowers that top these 5 to 7 feet tall plants. Leave the seed heads in place for finches to enjoy. Prairie coneflower was moved into the Retibida genus, but the downward-pointing yellow petals and gray cone are reminiscent of its former Rudbeckia relatives. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The great courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The four great courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets, cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens, as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at CambridgePlaceSeniorCare.com.
It's one of the largest and busiest ports in North America. That's saying something when you consider ships can only reach this point 10 months of the year. We head to the docks on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
A few years ago, I interviewed Adolf Ojjaard. I recently read of his passing and remember the interesting visit we had at his office. He was the director of the Twin Ports of Duluth and Superior.
We're the 16th largest port in the United States. We're the largest port on the Great Lakes, in excess of 1,100 vessels calling on the port every year as well.
Keep in mind, they rank 16th, but they don't get to operate year-round.
We move that tonnage in less than 10 months. And, of course, in the spring and the late fall, early winter, we're a tough port as well because we've got ice throughout the bay.
The port usually has a set schedule, regardless the severity of the winter.
We do shipping on the four major lakes, with the exception of Ontario. We do that shipping on kind of a set schedule, opening the 25th of March and closing the locks at the Sioux on January 15th. So the Sioux locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan are the determining factor.
This is a major port, and Adolf puts it in perspective, exactly how far ships must travel to get here.
Duluth is 2,340 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and a ship that is leaving here for Northern Europe takes approximately 7 days to pass through the lakes and the lock system through the seaway to the Atlantic Ocean. From there, it's only another 7 days to Northern Europe. So when you leave Duluth and you get to the Atlantic, you're halfway to Europe.
Iron ore, coal, grain, and components for wind energy generators are just some of the important items passing through this port. More from the harbor next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.
The biggest challenges of being a wild duck is finding suitable habitat. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Ducks need grasslands and wetlands to nest and raise their brood as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there, too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I see wild ducks all the time around a lake near my home, and I've noted several species that come back year after year. Unfortunately, vital duck habitat is quickly disappearing in the United States. Conservation efforts by landowners are the key for nesting waterfowl. Jennifer Cross is a communication specialist with Ducks Unlimited. She says in general, ducks require two habitats during the breeding part of their life cycle, grassland and wetland.
They're using the grasslands for nesting. And then when the ducklings hatch, they don't stay in the nest very long. So as soon as their feathers are dry, they go straight to a wetland. And that's where they're finding the seeds that they eat from the plants. They're eating all kinds of aquatic insects and bugs in those wetlands. They're using that for feather growth and to develop.
Based on their nesting habitat preferences, ducks are grouped into three categories: overwater nesting species, upland nesting, and cavity nesting. Some species will nest in more than one type of habitat. For example, mallard ducks mostly set up housekeeping in grassland cover, but are also known to use artificial nesting structures and even the occasional backyard flower pot. Cross says you can start providing habitat by managing grasses.
Having some kind of regime where they'll go in and pay it outside of the breeding time. And then they can also do wetland restoration. If you have an area where a wetland's been drained, a lot of times it just involves plugging up that drain and just letting the water come.
There are federal programs and conservation organizations that offer technical and financial assistance to landowners for providing duck habitat. Learn more about helping the ducks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love to cook. I enjoy finding new recipes, watching cooking shows, and making meals for loved ones. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. There's a lot of prep work that goes into cooking, and there is nothing more frustrating than trying a new recipe and finding you don't have the right ingredient. You know, cooking is like preparing for retirement. It requires a lot of planning, and you don't want to near retirement and find you've missed an important piece. To ensure you're prepared for your later years, identify all the things you're going to need and want. Then include other elements like your wishes and how you're going to live generously. Of course, this is no easy task. You may want to consider enlisting the help of a financial professional who can help provide guidance so you don't miss anything important. Don't get to retirement only to find out you wished you'd planned differently. Take the time to do it right now. You'll have greater financial clarity so you can live with purpose and gratitude.
It's Beauty and Barber Week, and Professional Barber Stylist encourages everyone to see the beauty in all things. Call and make an appointment with our stylist to try out that new look or update an old one. From all of your friends at Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable.
It's a long way from the farm to the table, and it takes good help to make it happen. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Unlocking the power of your field data shouldn't be complicated. That's why you need the InCommand 1200, Ag Leader's in-cab display for every field activity and piece of machinery on your farm. The all-in-one display connects your entire operation, every season, display, field, and row. It's simple, it's smart, and it's just what your farming operation is missing. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. Before the pandemic, farmers had much experience in not being able to find enough help to bring in the crop or milk the cows. That was pretty much invisible to consumers. During COVID, the supply chain beyond the farm suffered labor issues, and that's when we saw a few empty shelves at the grocery store. Tim Richards is the Morrison Chair of Agribusiness at the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University.
We have ways of thinking of shortages in the supply chain, labor shortages, that is, and they are real. And markets are working to close those shortages up, but they're having impacts down the supply chain that we maybe didn't anticipate. Wages are rising quickly. The rates for transportation services are rising quickly. And all of those things are going to feed into consumer prices.
The food and ag supply chain competes with other sectors of the economy for available workers. And Richard says those seeking jobs are sort of in the driver's seat.
I'm an economist, so I have this implicit belief in the power of markets. They are working very well. Wages are increasing rapidly. So it sounds bad from a trucking firm perspective because wages to truckers are your costs. But there's no better time to be a trucker than right now because they're literally making 50% more than what they were before the pandemic.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some of the latest export numbers have been released from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And while some industries may be doing relatively well, including the grain market, others, like the pork industry, aren't so favorable, as some of the latest export numbers show the pork industry may be struggling compared to just a year ago. But according to Courtney Knupp, Vice President of the International Market Development with the National Pork Board, the bigger the picture removes China from the equation.
We're actually down compared to 2021. And remember, that was a record year, 4% in volume. And so that's actually doing well considering the global pork trade as a whole is 10% smaller than last year because China is not largely buying from anyone.
She goes on to say popularity of U.S. meat continues to grow with the help of the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the pork checkoff funds, getting pork from the U.S. out into that global market.
That partnership is just amazing because when we give a dollar to Meat Export Federation, their cooperator status with the Department of Agriculture means they can get a matching dollar from the Market Access Program. So we double our money and our impact up front.
Finally, she goes on to say that the final quarter of 2022 does look very interesting, especially for the pork industry.
Keep our eye on any spread of disease, specifically African swine fever, which if and when that happens, especially in Western Europe, that will change the global dynamics. We have to keep an eye on that. We're continuing to implement and fully come out of COVID. We can't forget that Asia still hasn't been fully open.
Right now, export value per head per hog in the month of July reached $67.10 and was attributed to those products sent overseas and its highest that they've seen since late July. For more information on international markets, you can find more information about the pork industry at porkcheckoff.org. Last year, the Chinese market was a major one with U.S. pork imports that has begun to drop off after phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you forget my first football practices today?
Wow, is it that time already? Jump in the new Sportage Hybrid and I'll be right out.
By the way, Mom said it'd be okay to take some of my friends this week.
So that's what Mom said, did she? Sounds like we better take the Telluride instead. Hey guys, Joe Conan here, General Manager with Midwest Kia. It's time to start hauling the little ones back to school and half the team to and from practice. What better way to do it than in a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia, where we have the perfect size vehicles for every family. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. With our commitment to never charge over sticker price, now is the perfect time to reserve the new Kia that's right for you.
Come on, Dad!
Before we go, what do we tell the team parents?
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lawmakers facing a September 30th deadline to avert a government shutdown when the fiscal year ends. The House could take up a continuing resolution as soon as this week to keep the government open after October 1st, likely until December. Now, there are some looming questions about whether to include other provisions like disaster aid or permitting reforms for electrical transmission and pipelines. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia wants the permitting reform included in the CR. He's got support from some powerful Democrats like Finance Chair Ron Wyden of Oregon and Senator Bernie Sanders, a Vermont independent. He has vowed to oppose the CR if Manchin plan is included. The top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, thinks disaster aid will ultimately get left out of the CR because the GOP colleagues want to keep the extraneous matters off the measure. But he said there's a good chance disaster funding will be included in fiscal 2023 omnibus spending package that Congress will eventually need to pass. He said, I would think the disaster assistance will come up in the final omnibus later on in the year. The chair of the Security Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, heads to Capitol Hill this week to face lawmakers who are sharply divided over the agency's plan to require corporations to track and disclose greenhouse gas emissions in their supply chain. The SEC proposal announced in March could have a sweeping impact on agriculture because of the importance of farm emissions in the production of food and apparel. Every GOP member of the Senate Banking Committee, which Gensler will face on Thursday, sent a letter to him in April demanding that the commission withdraw the proposal. Another letter the senator sent in July posed a series of questions about that plan. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
Reduce machinery costs by jointly owning the equipment with another farmer. Sharing spreads the cost over more acres on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning, I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my combine, I look down at my BKT AgriMax Terrace tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable every season, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them.
True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Lower the debt load of owning and maintaining farm equipment by sharing it with another farmer. Splitting the use and costs of farm equipment is one way to add precious dollars to the bottom line and maybe even give you back a few extra hours in those long days. Melissa O'Rourke is an Extension Farm and Agribusiness Management Specialist at Iowa State University. She says there are many scenarios where a sharing agreement would work. One is between an aging farmer and a farmer in the early stages of their career.
Maybe you need new equipment or you need upgraded equipment, but are you at a point that you want to make that investment late in the career? Well, here's a place where you can partner with somebody else who is maybe more at beginning or mid-career of farming, and you can share that so that older, more mature farmer can continue farming for a little longer, but not have to make those kinds of equipment investments.
The costs of jointly owning machinery should be shared equitably. Talk about things such as the acquisition of equipment, storage, costs of insurance, and maintenance. Put your agreement down in writing because human memory is not perfect.
Have an attorney look it over to make sure that the language is understandable. Oftentimes people might talk about something, even put it in writing, and not realize that the language isn't quite as clear as it should be. And then when you have, you know, maybe a very expensive repair, that's when a disagreement can come up.
I'm Jody Hinke. Read more about ways to share farm equipment at agriculture.com.
Your hometown partner with any do-it-yourself project is Hometown Lumber of Marysville and Axtell Lumber of Axtell. Serving the community for over 20 years, expert knowledge accompanied by a helpful smile and reassuring handshake will tell you you're in the right place. With all your building needs, they are ready to help you. Stocked with a full line of lumber and hardware to go along with tools, plumbing supplies, paint, and lawn and garden, you'll leave knowing you've made the right choice by stopping at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you here at the Kansas State Fair. Hey, listen, if you're out here or you're coming out, stop by and say hi to us, will you? Because we really want to sit down and talk with you, chit-chat with you for a few moments. We've got a tent, got a table, we got chairs for you. So come on out and have a lot of fun with us. All right, here's what we're looking at for corn for December. Down 9 1/4 at 683.5. March corn right now down 9 1/4 at 688. December wheat plus 10 1/4 right now at 870.75. March wheat up 9 1/4, 9 1/2. At 886.25. Kansas City wheat up 17.5 right now at 961.5. Kansas City wheat for December up 14.25 at 948 even. When we take a look at oats on this Wednesday, oats up right now 2 3/4. Oats looking at right now 404.75. March oats right now down 2 3/4 at 403.5. We take a look at the at soybeans right now. Soybeans for September down 28 1/4 right now at 15.06. Soybeans for November down 21 right now, 14.58. Take a look at cattle market right now. Live cattle for October down 40 cents at 144.40. Live cattle for December down 35 cents at 150.10. Feeder cattle for September plus 60 cents per 100 at 180 and a nickel. Feeder cattle for October up 97 cents at 181.500. Stock market real quick for you, looking like this. Dow Jones right now up 102. S&P up 22 and NASDAQ up 118. So a little bit of a rally going on Wall Street right now. I'm Jeff Aiken at the Kansas State Fair. Come see us.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with
the current conditions across the state. Pasture management can be difficult. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. Southeastern area agronomist Bruno Pedrera and weed science specialist Sarah Lancaster share weed management tips.
You know, really, when we think about long-term weed management in pastures, we're thinking about things like managing your grazing well. A lot of times, the places we'll see weeds first are in areas that have been overgrazed. The other thing to pay attention to is soil fertility. You know, a lot of times when we're in situations where, for example, we're doing a lot of hay removal or something, we think about maybe replacing that nitrogen, but also paying attention to phosphorus and potassium and also soil pH is really important for making sure that we have that good, dense stand of forage that we need to outcompete at least most of the annual species that we're going to see coming through in our pastures.
Pedrera elaborates on overgrazing's role in weed growth.
One of the best things we could do for our pastures is to try to think about rotational grazing. Every time we are talking about continuous grazing, the continuous means that animals will be in that pasture continuously. It means that the plants, sometimes they do not have the time they need to regrow. The animals are there removing leaves, and the forage plants are using the reserves they have, most on the roots, to try to put a new leaf out. And the animals are removing that. So we kind of end up with a negative balance for that plant. And if we do it for a long term, those plants that should be perennial, they start to failing at some point and making room for weeds. So grazing management, it needs to be kind of things that comes first when we are talking about the long term.
Lancaster goes on to explain weed management procedure.
So as we think about weed management plans in general, step number one is proper identification of the weeds. I think a lot of times we kind of skip over that basic thing, but I think that's super critical, you know, but making sure we know if that weed is an annual weed or if that weed is a perennial weed. And then the second thing is to figure out, okay, what's a short-term fix? Do we have herbicide options for this weed? What are the most effective herbicide options that are going to give us a level of crop safety that we're comfortable with? So making sure we're going to use the right application parameters. So thinking about spray volume, spray nozzle selection, are we going to broadcast spray or spot spray? And then after you get that short-term fix figured out with your herbicides, then going into a long-term kind of maintenance plan. So there are programs that we can take advantage of as landowners to help get the herbicides we need to control that weed. But the thing to remember is that it's a long-term plan. We might knock the weeds back that are here today, but those weeds may regrow, and we also have to manage that weed seed bank.
Sharing insight into pasture management, that was Bruno Pedrera, Southeastern Area Agronomist, and Sarah Lancaster, Weed Science Specialist. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.